prepare to enjoy life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Prepare to enjoy life. It seems as though most of us prepare to end another day, to conclude another moment. And we do not give full credence, full interest, full power to the idea of living now, of enjoying now, of being now, and having fun in the now. We fail to recognize how to prepare to enjoy life. What is one of the first things that we could do to prepare to enjoy life? Well, the first thing we could do to prepare to enjoy life is to start saying, I like me. Now you say, Herb, you said it a million times, you're saying it all the time. Don't you ever give up on that? No, I don't. Because I say, I like me. And when I say I like me, I just feel so very, very good. I feel so very, very wonderful because I do sincerely like me. I do think that I'm a fine guy and I have a lot of fun and I just enjoy every moment of my life. And whenever a moment comes along in my life that says, hey, you hurt, I say, I'm holding perfect. Whenever a moment comes along that says, hey, people are getting to you, there's tension around here, and I say, I am peace. Immediately, I put a cause in motion for whatever condition I choose to experience in my life. Now, it'd be much easier just to go with the flow and to run along with all the problems that people have and to listen to the news on the radio and to watch it on television and to read it in the newspapers and to be aware of all the unhappinesses that go on in the world. And if you really get down to it, and I like this figure that I've played around with a lot. Only the most tiniest percent of the world is having a problem. Only the if you were to take of all the billions of people on earth and you were to gather them all together, you would find that only 0.1% of these people are having problems. 0.1% of these people are in the hospital, or are sick, or are in prison, or are running afoul of the rules of society. Only that very tiny percent. And you say, well, now come on now. That's not really so. It's more than that. No, not really. The newspapers and magazines and television and so forth make their money by writing about things that are unusual, things that are not normal, things that are not the thing that you have every day in your life. They're writing about things that are going on in the world that are not normal. The normal things are the smiles we give to each other and the happiness that we enjoy. The normal things are the perfect life that we're living. The normal things are the attitudes we have toward each other. I looked at a video of a blind boy, and this boy had cancer of the eyes, and they had to be removed when he was about 4 years old. And he could not see at all. And so his mother told him, son, you don't have your eyes, but you have your ears, and you have your nose, and you have your sensitivity. You can feel the world. And so the boy decided, okay, I'll feel the world. And with his fantastic attitude, he started to feel the world. He was able to know where things were. He was able to listen to things. He could play video games on the video from the television screen and win the game. He could play other games. He could throw pillows at people and know right where they were. He could walk down the street and he could miss obstacles that were in his way. He could rollerblade and just do wonderful things and spin around and skate with confidence. Now, nothing was said about any of the moments where he failed or any of the moments where he was struggling. It merely showed the results of how he had trained himself to be sensitive to his world And with an attitude of I can and I will and I do, he accomplished great and wonderful things. Now, you say, oh, come on now. Yes, he's a teenage blind boy, 14 years old, and doing all of these wonderful things, and brilliant. He's brilliant because he didn't stop learning just because he couldn't read the books. He found that knowledge in him, and he found everyone wanting to be cooperative with him because he had the eagerness to learn. He had the attitude that I can do. And of course his mother and father were very supportive of his attitude, and this helped a lot. But this boy is blind, absolutely blind. Now, you and I, we have our sight. And what do? We complain about the little things that come along instead of saying, no matter what circumstance we're faced with, we can do. Do we prepare to enjoy life? Well, that boy certainly was prepared to enjoy life. That was a big blow. It came early in his life, but he learned to handle it beautifully. Every day we're having big blows that come into our life. Every day we hear news of things that are going on that make us want to judge. And instead of judging, we say, all is in divine order. Instead of judging, we say, all is in divine order and working perfectly and beautifully right now. I live in a harmonious world. I live in a beautiful world. I live in a world of order and peace and harmony, and it is done. It's so easy for us to feel sorry for ourselves for whatever reason. It's so easy for us to feel that we are getting a bad deal in life because certain things are not working out exactly like we would like them to work out. Whereas in reality, everything is working out just beautiful. Everything is working out just wonderful. And it's working out just wonderful because we are working it out just wonderful. We are putting the cause in motion for a happy, harmonious, wonderful life. We're putting a cause in motion to accomplish all the goals of our life, no matter what they may be, no matter how they may be. We are putting the cause in motion to live and enjoy life. I like life. Many songs are written about that. Many poems are written about that. Many stories are written about how people like life. They tell people who want to be successful, they should read success stories. Stories of how other people became successful with their attitude about themselves. Now, they didn't tell people if they wanted to be successful, they should learn how to not be successful. But they tell them, learn how to be successful. The world has a tendency to want to play up the not successful and how not to be successful ideas and give that a big role and give that theater marquees and give that attention everywhere it goes. And how sad that is. How very sad that is when that condition goes on. And it's sad because of one thing only. And that one thing is the idea that in our world, we live our life so fully and so beautifully and so completely. In our world, we live our life with joy in our hearts and peace in our minds. In our world, we live to enjoy life. Preparing to enjoy life is the most wonderful gift we could give to ourselves or to anyone else. Now, this boy, this teenager, 14-year-old kid, his parents taught him how to enjoy life. But he had the spiritual desire and the spiritual awareness and confidence to say, okay, I agree. And now he thoroughly is enjoying life. Well, you and I, we have that same wonderful possibility to enjoy life should we choose to do so. Now, are you ready to enjoy life? Are you ready to take life into your world and let it be part of who you are? Are you ready to do that? If you're ready to do that, then it is ready to be an experience for you. Go around saying, "I like me." Go around saying, "This is a wonderful world." Go around saying, "Everybody is beautiful and everybody is good." Go around saying, "I'm healthy and wealthy and wise." Go around saying, "Wow, do I like me? Do I like the world? Do I like everybody that I meet during the day? Every single person I run into, do I like them? Yes, 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 yes." No matter what, no matter what, I like me. I like them. I like all. And as I say that, I feel good about myself, good about the world, and life is wonderful. Prepare to win. Prepare to enjoy life. And as you prepare to enjoy life, you find that life is there to be enjoyed. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.